my name is Sophia.
And I'm Majwa, and we're the host of
Hungry and Horny. Hello, beautiful people. It is your girl, Efia.
And Majwa. I know my own name.
Do you know your name?
Yes, my own name. Thank you.
And this is another episode of Hungry and Horny. Yeah. How's your week been so far?
Sexless.
So in a previous episode, we were talking about how Adra has been cut off from her, what was it, like a...
My person.
Your person. And now she is joining me on that journey of celibacy.
Nope. Let's not go that far. Because I can't do it. I'm sorry, but I need to be... I'm the type of person that loves penetration, you know what I mean?
Oh, TMI.
Excuse me. This is why we're talking about this. If you know, you're not ready
for it. Okay, I'm ready. Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay, so... Yeah, so clearly, she has not decided...
I can speak for myself.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. I apologize. Go on.
So, I am the type of person that loves penetration. However, since I'm not getting any... which I'm not mad about. but I cannot be celibate. It's not my thing. Sorry.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So as a result, today we're gonna be talking about how do you still feed the horny hunger when you don't have readily available penis.
Seriously.
Or a partner. Okay, so in today's session, we're gonna talk all about masturbation.
Yeah.
Wow. I really hope my parents are not listening to this podcast.
Oh my god. My mom will freak.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how do you go about masturbating? We'll start with you.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yes. I want to hear from you.
Okay.
And then I'll add my 2 cents.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, no, right. So, you know what? One of the things that actually, I think... it's important that even before we start this conversation, we talk about how, like, in our culture, so we are Ghanaians, in our culture, sex is something that we don't talk about, right? It is very taboo. So even the idea of you, like, discovering your body and, like, touching yourself and all, like, that's not something that, you know, your mom will sit you down and be like, okay, this is what
this
feels
is
good.
You
get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there is that stigma around sex and relations that... It really, like, for a very long time, like, even up to now, sometimes you still feel a bit like, ashamed? Like, am I supposed to be doing this?
You feel dirty,
like,
right?
Like, you know
after.
What I mean? You're like, am I supposed to be doing it? Am I supposed to be touching myself? Oh, that feels good. But, like, am I actually supposed to be doing that? So, yeah, like, it really took me a very long time for me to get, like, so comfortable in my body that I'm able to actually, like, masturbate. So.
Okay, let me tell you a funny story.
Okay.
So before, okay, I used to masturbate, right? And then, shut up. And then when I masturbate and something bad happens, I kind of like, associate it with I'm like, okay, so it's because I masturbated. So like this happened. I'm like, sorry.
You know what? Let me actually share my very first, the very first time that I touched myself and something felt really nice. Like, I think, like, and this was, like, at that point in time.
How old were you?
Good question. How old was I? I think probably around, like, 16, 17.
Oh, my God. We're in sync.
It is. Yeah, I think it was around 16, 17. And, like, I'd had my first sexual encounter, but it was just, like, you know, I feel like maybe in the next episode we should talk about our first, like, you know, the very first time we had sex. But anyways, so I was at camp. I was at a camp. And I think for Christmas, we had gotten this, like, massager thing that had, like, shut off. That had, like, four, you know, like, it had, like, four.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
I put that thing on my back.
Okay, that was before, bitch.
What do you mean that was before?
I mean, that was like, that's not, it wasn't that one in particular.
Oh my god.
So, at the camp, like, so, like, the people that I was there, it's like, I was sharing a room with, like, one other girl. And, like, she was having sex with, like, the guy underneath. So I was, like, on the tub bunk. And then she was, like, on the bottom bunk, like, doing stuff with a guy. So I had this like massager thing, and then like, you know, I was just like playing around with it, and then it ended up on like, I guess, my clit. So, and then wait, let me finish the story. Okay. And then like it was there, and I'm like, oh. And I'm like, oh my God, this feels good. And then I stop because I'm like, is this supposed to feel good? Like, you know, like, I'm like, oh my God, is this supposed to feel nice? Like, am I supposed to like enjoy this? So I actually stopped because I was so like, you know what I mean? Like there was, I was so ashamed. And then I stopped and I went to bed. And that was the very first time that like, I kind of discovered that like, wow, like there's so many parts of my body that when touched really feels nice. So I think later on, it was like maybe a couple, actually after that, I don't think I even tried again until like maybe like years later, you know?
I will share my experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was my first masturbation experience.
Okay, so mine was, I think I was probably roughly around that same age, 16 or 17. And oh my God, I was so curious about everything.
Yeah.
But then that was also the times that I was actually reading those.
Oh, books. Yes. Yep. And oh my God, I forgot about that.
Believe it or not, it actually taught me a lot. Mm-hmm. So I was reading, I remember the particular book that I was reading at that time is called Wet. I don't remember the author, but oh my God. So I got to this part where the lady was masturbating and touching herself. And I'm thinking, oh my God. This is new. So, I mean, my house was always crowded, so I had to like find a space, and I went to the bathroom and locked it. Thank God for that. And I touched something down there, kind of like what the book described, and I did like kind of like the exact same thing. I touched it. I'm like, oh my God, this feels nice. This feels nice. But then I actually achieved orgasm for the very first time. Man, was I hooked. But then before that, I had already had sex, so like I didn't, and my first time was not, it was not great. So I'm like okay but when I actually did that, oh my God, I couldn't stop after. It's like it's a series.
Became a serial masturbator.
It's like every time I'm like rubbing money.
I become a fucking DJ. No, you know what? It's so real. So like actually after that, I don't think like I didn't do it again. But then as time went on, I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember the next time that I did it that like I got to that level of like I actually reached orgasm, and I'm just like, oh damn. But then I think because like over the past couple of years I chose celibacy, and like I mean even when I'm in relationships and like, you know, we're having like sex and all that stuff, like there's still certain parts where you're just like, yo, I can do this shit myself, like, you know what I mean, like you still take care of yourself. But one of the things that I actually wanted to drive home is that I think it's important for people to discover their bodies, because it actually allows you to have like better sexual experiences.
It really is,
you know.
It's one of the things I tell everybody. This one lady who told me, oh my God, I don't like, she was asking me how many times I like to masturbate, like and I'm like, listen, girl, possibly like 3 times a week if I have the chance, or like if I'm in the right space, I am doing it. It does not matter. And she's like, oh, I need a man to like, you know, help me do that.
Nah,
and
bitch, like, you got 2 hands. Listen, one was rubbing down there. The other one is
men
like...
Men sometimes can't even find the hole.
Yeah.
You know, like you have to like guide them to the hole. How do you expect them to teach you about your body?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to experience that on your own.
Yeah.
And like masturbate 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And you, believe me or not.
And it's a stress reliever, honestly. Like it is, it's definitely a stress reliever. Yeah. Cause I think one of the things is that I have gotten to the point where like I've become so comfortable in my body. And honestly, it really comes with a level of like demystifying all the things that you've heard about sex, all the things that you've heard about your body, the shame that is associated with sex for some people. Like, you know what I mean? So it's also a very like mental thing. And I think that's also part of the things that like a lot of folks don't necessarily like address, is that it's a very like mental thing. It's like you're in a way like finding what brings you pleasure and like what brings you joy, if it brings you joy. Because I mean,
it does.
I laugh after. But,
God. Now that is TMI.
No, like, you know what I mean? So I think it's really just getting to the point where, like, you're really comfortable in your body. And I think for a lot of girls, they're not thought to be comfortable with their bodies. Like, you know, they're thought to be ashamed of, like, touching parts of their bodies that feels good. You know, so, and it also comes with a lot of confidence. I don't think, like, what I think part of the reason why, like, when I first started, I stopped is because I'm like, am I supposed to be doing this? Like, is this supposed to be, like, is this supposed to feel good? Like, am I supposed to touch, like, you know what I mean? Am I supposed to touch myself like this?
There is a level of shame that comes with it, and I think we talked about that. But then also, like, I mean, at that point, my hormones were just like...
No, absolutely.
It did not matter.
And because of the books that we were reading too, I feel like we were just very sexually repressed.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because like we started reading like those like romantic novels at a very young age. Like, and I think that really effed up with our minds about what love and sex is supposed to be. Yeah. Because, yeah, it is very detailed. I mean, like, Brenda Jackson, oh, man, she was our favorite author at that point. Like, she could describe sex in... I used to have a whole box of those books,
My mom threw all of them away.
Oh.
I used to have a whole box, and I even, like, had one that had your name on it and, like, a few of them that had my name on it. Because, yeah. I mean, we used to spend our time...
We actually bought these books.
In Chapters or Indigo. The erotica section. That's where we used to live.
Yeah.
And we would drag, like, our best friend.
Yeah.
Who is a boy. We would drag him with us.
Yeah.
To come to these things. And he's just sitting there. He's just basically happy to be there.
Yeah, we just sit down and read the books. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. You know, so I think, but then now, I think it's I love the fact that we've talked about our very first like masturbation experience. But like now, child.
I get it.
Listen. Oh my God.
I feel like we need to talk about our toys and stuff like that.
Okay. So the massager thing that like I was talking about for a very long time, it became my vibrator.
So you really got into the vibrator like at a very young age.
Yes, because it was a massager. It wasn't a vibrator.
Potato patata.
It was a massager. And then so I started using the toys. But then as time went on, when I became very comfortable in my body, I started loving me as me. That's funny. Me as me, I was able to like, that was when I started using my fingers. And actually there was a partner that I was with that like found it arousing when I'm touching myself.
Oh, I thought it was, my partner also found it arousing when
for
a very long time, I wanted to see that. But I still felt
it was like
shameful.
Yeah, because I feel like masturbation is also a very sacred thing.
It was my thing.
Yeah, and like you know what I mean.
On the spot. But
exactly.
It was. I wasn't ready.
Ready.
For that.
But then, like, I mean, I'll do it. Like, I'll touch myself. But then it wasn't. Like, I feel like okay, there's too much pressure.
I can't come.
Like, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But then yeah, like when I got comfortable and I started using my fingers and like really just like exploring my body, the parts of my body that like made me aroused. Like I feel like I was able to really like over the past year and a half or two that I've not been having sex, like I have explored so much of me and I found out so many erogenous zones that like the next nigga that comes up here, fuck. We are gonna have some wild sex. And I think it's important. I think it's important to really discover your body. And it's very interesting too because you know we're Christians and we're Guineans and like there's so many intersectionalities of those two that like really goes against masturbation, goes against premarital sex. And it's like even like recognizing that and still trying to navigate, you know, all these different intersections is kind of be hard.
You know what I always say? That I feel like if God didn't want me to have it, he wouldn't have given it to me. You know what I mean?
It is there for my benefit, my pleasure. So I'm going to use the way I please. And the way it pleases him. It probably like pleases him. I don't know.
Sure.
But... sure. All the same, it's just a way for me to, you know, show myself some love.
Yeah.
And it's also part of my self-care.
Absolutely.
My self-care regimen is like, it's a must for me to do that.
Absolutely. Okay, so we can talk about the toys that we use. I mean, recently we went to...
The sex store and picked up...
Was it called the sex store? Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I never actually took in the name, but I know that it's... It is a sex
store. It's a sex store. And then I picked up this, what was it called? Muse? I think it was called Muse. It's like a nice, it has like a thing for the clit and then the inside for your G-spot. So it's really nice.
How do you use it?
So it's very interesting because like the very first day that I got it, I like shoved it inside my vag. It was glorious.
Oh.
No, it was nice. But then I felt like I want real flesh. I just didn't want to keep doing that. So what I do is like I just place it on the outside of my clit. And then most times I also use my hand, my fingers. Oh, and then
so you still use your fingers even after you got the vibrator?
Yeah. Sometimes.
See, now
and then don't forget the shower head.
Oh my God, since I got the vibrator, I feel like it has become very mechanical. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like if I feel like a little bit of like, you know, if I'm horny like for like a little bit, as in before when I use my fingers,
I won't let it build up.
And like, you know, but right now when I feel a little bit, I just, you know, reach for it and then just like, and it just like does a trick and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm good now.
Yeah. No, I mean, there is that part. But like, so one of the things that I've realized is that like, your body has so many erogenous zones and like a lot. And every mode of masturbation provides a different sensation.
It does. And I feel like even the way that, even the feeling, everything.
It's so
like,
different.
And even like, especially what it does to your mind.
Yeah, it's so different. I think one of the best masturbation sessions that I actually had was in the shower.
Oh my God.
No, girl, like listen.
I'm not a shower head girl.
The thing is, I'm still trying to figure out the angle that I placed it that day or if I was just extremely horny and it was just like, it was like an out-of-body experience.
Shit.
No, bitch. It's like a Fami Tumu.
Oh like, my God.
Like it actually like, it's like, yo, it literally built up
from
my feet. Like it was just inside my body. Damn. Like it was actually inside my body and then it exploded. But then it took a long time. Like it was building up inside my body and then it exploded. And then it was like, yo, I felt lightheaded. Like, I'm like, holy shit. Done. Yo.
You pat yourself on the back.
I'm like, no, that was so glorious. And again, that's what I'm saying. So like, you have to be able to explore. Like, there are certain things that I didn't even know that my body was capable of. Like, you know what I mean? And I think it's really important for people to like discover that part of themselves. Like, no, that like I still remember. Like, even me thinking about it is just like, whew.
So we think like when we're thinking of this podcast, we think that it just benefits everybody. Like,
yeah.
People that are already married and people that are, especially people that are married.
Yeah.
How do you spice your love life?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you need to take that time to figure out.
She's an expert in that, y'all.
To figure out what you like and what you don't like. And you should be able to communicate to your partner about that.
Yeah.
In the sense that, okay, I like this. Or I don't like that. Or I like this. Or this makes me feel this way.
Yeah.
Or this makes me feel that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I think it comes with you being comfortable with your body. Like if you're not, I find that like if you're not comfortable with your body, there are certain things that you wouldn't allow yourself to do. Like personally, I don't like doggy style, but that's a whole different conversation.
Oh my God.
I love it. I know. But like, it's just, you know what I mean? I think there's a lot of things that you would do. There's a lot of boundaries that you would like exceed when you become very comfortable and confident in who you are as a person.
Let me ask you though, why don't you like doggy style?
It just makes me feel like I'm a fucking dog.
Oh my god.
No, like actually, I'm not your fucking dog. Like, I'm not your fucking dog. Excuse like, why me. You have to pound me? Like, it just honestly, no. You, just, there's a level of like, there's some trauma associated with doggy style for me. I don't know. I know, maybe I'll sit down. You know what I mean? But that's another conversation for another day. We haven't talked about food, but we're almost out of time. Just be comfortable with your body, you know, to explore. Like, you don't have to go full on to go get a mask, like
a vibrator process.
You know
just
what I
enjoy
mean
enjoy the process.
Use the things that are readily available to you, that
to
are
you.
Free your fingers, your shower head,
best things.
Yeah, you know, and always use lube. I personally like to use coconut oil because
that's
it's
my favorite.
It's natural. Yeah. At least maybe that's what we think. But yeah, like really explore your body, like find a different, like, yo, there's like even like different angles that you can put your fingers that will give you a different sensation than like when it's like this way. Like, you know what I mean? Like if like I'm in the shower and like I have my left leg up, there's a different sensation that I'm gonna get than when I have my left. Like, yo, there's levels to this shit.
I need to try this shower.
No, like
thing. I just
really,
feel,
you just like, have to get a really good
when
shower.
I'm in the shower, I just feel like, oh, maybe I really need a really clean shower in order for me to be able to be comfortable.
Yeah.
But I just never that comfortable in a shower to begin with.
Yeah,
so
I guess. Yeah. I love showers. I personally love showers. Yeah, man. Like, and I love trying different showers. It's become my thing that, like,
every time I travel,
you know what I mean? I travel somewhere else and I'm like, ooh, I wonder if they have like a shower head that is adjustable. I remember I actually traveled somewhere. Yo, and their shower head was glorious.
The bomb.
Oh my god. And the pressure. So, if you're in a country that does not have a really high pressure in water, don't try this. You're missing out. But like the pressure and like the pulsations, girl, and it's like, you know, you sometimes have to like build it, like you have to build it up, because like remember these were all nerve endings, right? So no, it was just really nice.
I mean,
like I don't know, right? I was in the shower, I'm like, oh, okay, oh. And even me discovering the shower head was very like,
it was very
accidental. Like, it wasn't, I didn't put my mind to it, like, oh, you know, it was very accidental. Yeah, man. And then I changed it and then I tried it and I'm like, dang it.
Also, like, I want to touch a little bit on the, you know, people feeling shame about having sex and whatnot, or even masturbation in general. I say don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody does it. Except like our parents.
You'd be surprised.
But then again, you know, so everybody does it and it does not do anything. It's just you discovering your body. So you need to get that out of your mind, and you need to learn to be comfortable with your body and then explore, have fun, try new things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you might discover.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think that's a really good point. That I would add to that, that you should learn to cultivate self-love and like really like cultivating self-care and recognizing that you discovering parts of your body that you did not know about. It's also sort of like you discovering yourself, right? Because we're still figuring out who we are as individuals, right? So we're still figuring out who we are as people. And I don't think we should get to a point where we're ashamed of our bodies and what our bodies are capable of producing. Again, like, to each his own. So like at the end of the day, you can still do whatever it is that you decide to do. But I think it's important that we just be comfortable with
really and truly
with your body, you know.
And I also feel like the way we have sex or like the way we do things, it makes us unique.
Of course.
Really. And
absolutely.
You know, it sets us apart from everybody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think it's absolutely essential for you to masturbate and figure out. Like, masturbate, figure it out.
Yeah.
Men do it. Why do we have to be shamed for it?
Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, you don't have to wait for a partner in order for you to discover your body. you know? I think you should start discovering it now. And like, become, you know, you'll DJ. Be so, yeah, become a DJ. That's your, if you want to be a DJ, that's your first lessons. You know, so I think it's really just be comfortable with your body enough. Yeah, I think that's a perfect way to end this session. Is that?
Well, we should touch a little bit on food.
I know, I'm what like, we you, haven't what, talked about food
she
today.
She just made this this croissant.
Avocado croissant.
And it was
really good, actually.
It was really good.
But today, actually, one thing that I had today that was like heavenly, it was a yam tempura sushi.
Oh my God.
No, like you don't understand. Like the sushi, the yam was like crispy. Mm. And then there was like avocado in
it's really hard to get yams to be
like,
crispy.
Like, so when I like legit like took it, dipped it in the soy sauce and put it in my mouth, I'm just like no, this was literally me. Oh, and then there was some people, so it was like a group dinner, and then he's like, that hit the spot, huh? I'm like, you have no idea.
Oh my God.
So yeah, that was the food that got me orgasmic today. And then the toast is also really good.
And we also had One Love today.
Yeah, we did.
It's a vegan restaurant. Yeah.
Shout outs to One Love, y'all.
You know, it's
shout
everything. Outs. Their tofu. I need
the
them to teach
tofu
me.
Tofu was really good too.
How to like, you know, how to marinate that tofu. Yeah. It is everything.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's a perfect way to end it. Yeah. So if you wanna go try that sushi and One Love, go ahead and do it. This is free publicity for them. Hey, why not? There was a joke that I thought we were gonna read today. The one that you found today.
Oh,
go ahead. Yeah.
So what's the difference between being hungry and being horny? Where you put the cucumber.
That's so weird. That's so weird. But thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Hungry and Horny. I am Efia.
And I am Ajua.
Be sure to share this with all your friends and family.
Make it a group thing. Yes, enjoy it.
Be sure to subscribe, share, follow us on all social media platforms. We are on Instagram as the